Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Conversation with Trump was great. The presentation and the delivery, the first 45 minutes with the delay, was an unmitigated disaster. I said, you can't have it. You can't allow that to happen. It sunk DeSantis in May of 2023. Now, maybe DeSantis was going to sink his own battleship anyway. And he's a bizarre dude and he likes
mustard.
But I mean, that's water under the bridge. But go back and actually listen to the big take. And I understand that everybody can't listen for 4 hours. But before you tweet me with your uninformed takes, understand what my take was at 6:15 this morning. Dawn and I are always honest. And I give you my authentic opinion every day. Just yesterday, to your point, Chumpy John, about, you know, not feeding your audience copium, I said I did a big take on Trump being in a slump. So which way do you want it, people? Do you want me to be honest and maybe hurt some feelings? Or should I just tell you everything's hunky-dory and make you feel like, you know what, life is great? It's up to you. I'll do whatever you want. All right? Whatever you need. I'm paid for the next 14 months, so it don't matter to me. You tell me what you want, audience. All right?
Doesn't.
Tell me what you need. Do you want me to tell you that Trump created the heavens and the earth? Would you like me to tell you Trump needs to change his message? Which one would you like? Don't really matter to me, but I do feel like at times, oh, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Doesn't really bother me, but what I don't like is when people misrepresent or miss whatever that I have already said that you didn't consume. And I said I wasn't going to get mad, and here I am getting mad. So, Chumpy John, we created the rewind feature on the app for a reason. For people to go back and get it. I don't give you copium. I give you content. Content that hasn't been seen in 16 years in this slot. All right, Chief? Now get out of my face. I'm tired of these people. I'm tired of them. Like that pause for effect, don't you? It's nice. Nobody's got anything to say, huh? Everybody's quiet now.
I don't know which Chumpy. Is it Chumpy?
Chump, yeah, Chumpy John.
Chumpy throws Chump in the water and yeah. wants you to bite on it, you
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. Picture with his cat in his Twitter profile. His cat. Get out of here.
I don't know. What did Chumpy say? Now I got to look.
His 42 followers. He didn't tag you.
Oh, I thought it was like on my YouTube chat.
No, and I don't look at that. I shouldn't even look at X, to be honest.
You shouldn't. Yeah. You should just
But at
me...
some point, you have to be intellectually honest. Okay. Go back and listen to the big takes.
We're the most intellectually honest station on the radio dial.
Yeah, you know, it's election season. We got 83
Sylvia
days
Sylvia said
ago.
Right on Nick. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sylvia's supporting you.
Thank you, Sylvia. You think I've been warmed up this week. Wait till we get to September and October.
EKZ on the YouTube chat, who, by the way, is no fan of mine. He wants Sean Farish to replace me. But I do agree with him on this. He says,
what?
John was out of the lingo by 92.
I had 97, but you know my math is usually off by about 5 years as to what's in and what's out. I'm still on season 3 of Stranger Things.
So EKZ, even though you want Sean to replace me, I agree with you, my friend.
Yeah.
And Four Rascals says Nick needs... Oh, I thought it was bananas. It's hot dogs.
Man, bananas, hot dogs.
Mustard.
Mustard. Relish.
Mustard.
Mustard.
You know, all these people. These Monday morning quarterbacks. Well, I wish you would be honest with your audience. I wish you would actually listen to the full 4 hours and you see I am.
What are you not being honest about, Nick Cannon?
I have no idea. No
what?
Idea. All these people that
what did you do?
All these brainiacs on Twitter just spouting into the ethos that nobody sees.
By the way, Twitter, again, is not real life.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep tweeting with your 42 followers. You're basically shouting in your own closet. Get lost. All right, 9:06 on this Tuesday morning. Let's get to Dawn Stensland's Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
Big 3 at 9, sponsored by Discover Lancaster this morning. Phil Almquist, I sent you the photo.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Guess who's the latest cover girl? Time Magazine.
Oh, it's
well,
so,
she's
well,
not
it's
the
not
woman
Melania.
Of the year. Well, it's not Melania, but somebody says it looks like her.
No way.
This is sort of... So, Kamala Harris, it says she is on the cover.
Yep, I saw it.
Did you see it?
I did.
Time for next week.
Yep.
And it says, in her moment.
It is so... I mean, first of all, it's so predictable. But it's still so nauseating that they elevate her like this. I mean, she was... I mean, let's be honest. Even the mainstream media in year three of this administration was crushing Kamala Harris. What does she do? What's her role?
Yeah.
Every time all these... Now she's going to be rebranded. She's going to break out. Year four, she'll hit her stride. Now she's on the cover of Time Magazine like she's the Pope.
And so on the digital... So on the cover, it's a drawing, which Trump... I know you have that audio, so I won't give it away. But Trump's audio is really interesting when he talks about this with Elon. But as far as on their digital version, it says the reintroduction.
See?
Of Kamala Harris.
We've said this. It's she's been on the political stage. She's been the damn vice president.
I know.
For 4 years. And like the reintroduction of her.
I
we
know.
Should know her.
And the worst part is there are some people that are going to be like, reintroduction? I didn't even know who she was to begin with.
God, so,
let me introduce myself.
It's just so apropos of society.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we didn't know. I don't know who the vice president is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she might as well just come out with for the next rally and bring Jay-Z and have him sing Allow Me to Reintroduce Myself.
I can't take this. And the media is doing everything it possibly can to rewrite her narrative. And I've never seen something like this.
Mm-hmm. It's sickening, but it's predictable.
Well,
and it says her moment.
Ah,
and
look,
it's this very beautiful drawing, painting.
God, look at Melania.
Why is Melania next to it?
Do you have the audio of Trump talking about it, or do you want me to just say it?
No.
So Trump says, because you know Trump loves Time Magazine. Remember when he was on Time? And they said the person of the year, whatever, and he said it should be the man of the year. He is so into the media, and he loves things like this, and he loves to analyze things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So in the interview, he multiple times talked about this. He said, first, they portray her, and she looks like the most beautiful actress ever to live. He says it was a drawing, and actually, she looked very much like a great First Lady, Melania.
It does. If you look at the side-by-side that Phil has up. Now, obviously, they obviously do look different.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD if you want to see it, by the way.
I mean, there are some vague similarities with the sketch and the AI, and it's...
I mean, they make her look as good as she's ever looked. I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's not an ugly woman.
No,
by
no,
any
she's
stretch,
a beautiful.
Folks.
You know,
I don't care about the Melania comparison. My problem is more of the rewriting of Kamala.
Yes,
like that. That's just. Like,
but that's part of his point.
Her
right?
Yeah. Moment
that they're now glorifying her.
Yeah.
And basically putting her up there as the superstar. And I think it does bother him that his beautiful wife has never been a first lady who, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. for the Trump, I mean, they've never put her up there, whatever. But
does anybody read Time Magazine? I mean, like, you go to the doctor's offices, I don't even think they have magazines anymore.
Yeah, magazines really have died, haven't they?
Well, there's the digital version. I mean, it's,
oh, yeah,
this has
yeah.
gone I viral.
I know. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but it's again, it's not the 90s. Like, who
right.
who's on the cover of Time Magazine?
It's about as relevant as being on the cover of Sports Illustrated anymore, right?
I couldn't have told you the last five covers of Time Magazine.
Yeah,
but I think the point is that they have, the media
mm-hmm.
is spending a ton of time reinventing Kamala Harris and preventing presenting her as somebody that's all shiny and new and that you've never seen this before.
We talk about this, you know, coronation of Kamala, but I want to substitute coronation with culmination. The mainstream media is hell-bent on getting her over the finish line and winning this election because it's a culmination of the last 4 years of identity politics. If they can cap it off, it's like a long 85-yard drive, right, in a football game. You started at your own 15. They are in the red zone now, and they need to punch it across the goal line and break the plane to cap off the identity politics world that this administration has created. And then they can say, she shattered the ultimate glass ceiling.
Yeah.
That's what this is about. And by the way, Marcus Aurelius says, I want to see Chumpy John versus Grumpy Nick in a steel cage match.
Now, the one thing I will say about all of this, and Trump is keenly aware of this, that now that she's being like the heavens have opened and the angels are playing their harps and she's being glorified and put on this huge pedestal, and then all she has to do is talk. So I'm glad that they're raising the expectations
by
for Kamala
way,
Harris.
Let me tell you guys, like, and I know you know this, so let me tell the audience. Her not doing interviews and her not only staying scripted is completely by design.
Yep.
That's what they want.
Of course.
And by the way, guys, it's probably going to pay off.
It's working right now. I've said that.
It might pay off.
Yeah.
But where is... So everybody's a journalist. Everybody and anybody who's within shouting range of her needs to pick up your phone. This is what everybody needs to do. Pick up the phone, shout questions at her.
Tweet her right now, folks. Let's create a movement.
No, in person,
right now.
When she's out anywhere.
She's not going to answer any questions.
She's
guys.
Not, but it's a bad look for her. And at some point, she's got to answer. We saw Joe Biden interacting. I mean, she's got to do rallies. She's got to go.
Do you think.
She's going to be at the convention, Greg.
Do you think Joe, independent or, you know, guy who lives his life is like, boy, I was going to vote for Kamala, but she doesn't do any interviews? No. It's just like in our world, it's a big deal, but for most people who are going to vote for her, it's not.
There are two moments that could stop the honeymoon and squelch her momentum. Next week at the DNC in Chicago, the reports are now 100,000 plus pro-Palestinian protesters. If that gets ugly, that could work against her in the polls. And then again, as I said in the big take yesterday, Trump just has to get to September 10th with the debate.
I said this to you guys months ago, that this was when it was Biden v. Trump, nobody was interested in the election. People were telling everybody, we want different candidates. That's what they were telling people. And the Democrats did it. And they're doing a very good job of rewriting Kamala Harris, and it's working. It's working because they look like two people. Walls and Harris look like two people that have not been on the a breath of fresh air, even though she's been in the damn White House for 4 years. It's working. It's all by design. It's working.
You don't have to tell me. Chumpy. See, I said that yesterday. I'm intellectually honest with my audience.
So number two, I'll bring you to a local update because police are still putting the word out. They're still searching for that suspect and his vehicle connected to an attempted child abduction in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Happened over the weekend that we learned about this, but it actually happened last Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Continental Drive, Liberty Lane. This is Warrington Township. An 11-year-old boy, he stopped to fix his bike. This masked man, and it's not a COVID medical mask. It's a full-on, like, dark-colored mask, hoodie, the whole thing. He I believe he had gloves on as well. A masked man tried to abduct him. So the police there have been asking for residents to look at their doorbell cameras, and at least a couple of people supplied their doorbell videos. And so they have that. And so they're getting more information. They're still putting the word out to parents as an alert, and as well to anybody in that, even across the region, please review 3 o'clock or preceding 3 o'clock or right after that. That's why they're giving the time frame last Friday. The suspect driving an older model white pickup truck, possibly a Chevy, And that truck reportedly did have rust over the rear tires, some damage on the front passenger side bumper. So the boy did get home safe. He was rattled, did the right thing, told his parents right away. But they're still trying to put the word out here. And there was also a woman walking her dog at the time of this, and she was seen. So they just want to get all of these different witnesses, and like I say, any video that they can release to the public.
Yes.
Very concerning.
Yeah, people need to share that on social media for sure if that picture's out there.
So that important follow-up. Number three, another dangerous, worrisome virus. Yes, this is the Oropouche virus.
Oh, yeah. I fought that off last week myself.
So this debilitating, dangerous, possibly deadly virus, it originates in, can't make this up, sloths.
Sloths?
Like a sloth. In sloths. Okay. It's spread by insect bites, and not just mosquitoes. Could be other biting midges or other biting, you know, blood human sucking insects. Mm-hmm. And it's reported for the first time in Europe. So usually this is in warmer, South American countries. It's in the family of diseases like Zika virus or dengue. So this is the first time now it has been reported in European countries, Spain, Italy, Germany. Mm-hmm. There's no vaccine for this. It originated in pale-throated sloths.
Well, there's no vaccine for COVID either, so.
But it's made the jump, Nick Cale. It's made the jump.
How soon till it gets to America?
From primates to people. Yeah. Well, ding, ding, ding.
I'm going to predict September 15th?
Yeah.
just a random date I'm throwing in. September 15th?
Well, the telltale signs of Oropouche include severe headache, nausea, vomiting, muscle and joint pain.
It's the same thing you get when you watch The View.
So we're putting this out there, but the EU, there are some travel alerts now, and they're saying, just wear your insect repellent, people.
Yeah.
Wear the DEET, long sleeve shirts, long pants, that sort of thing. Just, you got to do your due diligence. Just wear the repellent anyway.
Yeah, wear the repellent, throw on a mask.
You don't want to get the ticks. No,
stay home.
If you wear the repellent, you're good to go.
Okay. I was wearing all sorts of repellent yesterday at Bluestone. I had a little sunblock, a little bug spray on. It smelled like $1 million.
It's important.
It is.
Hey, calling all ice cream lovers, indulge in Lancaster County's mouthwatering ice cream trail. Sample delectable flavors at charming local creameries. Discover sweet delights around every corner. Find the trail at discoverlancaster.com today. Quick forecast, because it is so beautiful. And the forecast sponsored this morning by Piazza Auto Group. So the forecast, you're going to love it. It was lovely for Nick Cale out there helping raise money for autism. And so that was a beautiful thing yesterday, out golfing with the Piazza family as well. And so today, 82 degrees. We're really mid-80s and beautiful weather coming up. And what event do you have Thursday? You have another.
You got the Phillies
event
coming up. Police Athletic League night.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You're playing.
I am.
He's playing against Bryce Harper.
Yep. That's right.
Having fun.
I'm going to be patrolling right field like my boy Castellanos.
Yeah, so if you're going to the game on Thursday, Nick Cale will be there.
Yeah, I'll be the bald guy hitting ones into the upper deck.
So look for Nick. Thank you, Piazza, for sponsoring our beautiful forecast and Nick's Phil's event coming up. Service centers of the Piazza Premium Dealers, they're going to handle all your regular maintenance needs, also diagnose possible issues before they can occur. Schedule a service appointment online today. PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com for that dealer nearest you, PIAZZA. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring our forecast and Big Three.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's get to a Tuesday edition of What Stalker Has Left Over for What's on the Cut Sheet, part two.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. Or maybe part three.
Yes, that's right. We did have a part due about 40 minutes ago.
By the way, they're sponsored. What's on the Cushy Part Due is sponsored by my good friends at Budget Blinds. I use Budget Blinds. You should, too. Summer's a great time to brighten up the window treatments in your home. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shade, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Yeah, that motorization, man, that's key. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business, budgetblinds.com. Okay, we'll get to voicemails at 9:45, but I'm going to play one because I've been teasing this, so hang on.
Hey, stalker.
Yeah.
This is Joe Don from Wayne.
Hey, Joe.
I need you to quit being a Twitter tease. And tell me what the funniest thing was from the interview.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Giddy up.
Giddy up. By the way, I didn't say it was the funniest thing that happened. I said it was the most consequential thing that I don't think is being reported.
Okay.
For those of you who are tuned in at 6 a.m., you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But for those who tune in late because you're malingerers and you show up at 9 o'clock.
Malingerer.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, exactly right.
I believe this is the most consequential thing that's getting no coverage that was said last night in the interview. Trump and Elon Musk.
By the way, we're going back to Butler.
Yeah.
And we're going to go back in October. We're all set up and the people are fantastic in Butler. It's a great area. Great. These are incredible people. Like the three that, in the case of Corey killed and the other two, the families are, I got to know them a little bit, and the families are great. But we're going back to
They're going back to Butler, which I think, to have that, Nick, you brought that up as being like the last campaign stop before November 5th.
That's correct.
I think will send shockwaves, to be honest with you, to going back to the scene of the crime.
Yes, you could. I'm looking at the calendar now. If you take my advice and that be the last public appearance prior to Tuesday, November 5th, you could do that on Thursday, October 31st, which I believe is Halloween. Or if you would like, you could do it on Sunday, October 13th, which would be August, September, October, which would be the 3-month anniversary of you being shot. So I would pencil down Sunday, October 13th or Thursday, October 31st. Those would be my two bets. And it will have a seismic impact. You are correct.
I think I said this at 6 a.m. and I agree with it. It could quite possibly be the biggest political rally in the history. And I do think as a radio station, we should be there. I think we should be there.
You want to do a remote in Butler, PA? Fine by me.
Ugh, we have to go. But where is that?
I don't know.
It's by Ohio or
something. I'll put it into my GPS.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be right there, isn't it, the fairgrounds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after the show, I will put on a Secret Service jacket and climb that roof, and I'll lay there all day because it won't be too hot. And if any suspicious individuals show up, they're all getting rubber bullets to the dome. Get out of here. As Trump would say to cowards like that,
go home to your mom.
Yep.
What were you going to say, Dawn? It's what?
No, I'm looking at the... So I'm trying to figure this out because they haven't said the date, but you heard him say they've booked it.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to hold a vigil make it in memory of Corey Comparator.
Also, by the way, let's not sleep on the fact that there's been discussions of the first debate between Kamala Harris. Well, actually, we had the first debate here.
Yeah, we might have the second one before they have the real first one.
But there's talk that that's going to be in Philly. Did you guys see that?
Independence Hall.
That's not been confirmed yet, though, right?
I saw a report.
Okay.
Wow.
That's huge. Well, I mean, because Pennsylvania is likely to decide the whole thing, so it's not that crazy. By the way, Butler, PA from Philadelphia is a 5-hour and 22-minute drive.
God, what did I sign up for?
And it's 326 miles.
All right.
By the way, I have a lease through Piazza, so we're going to have to rent like a Winnebago.
Well, Road Warrior, I don't know if he's still listening or still on the chat, but he suggested taking like one of those mini buses up.
Oh, my. Oh, that would be fun.
Be great.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, sales, we're pitching this idea about 60 days in advance.
Yeah.
If you need me down there next Tuesday to pitch it in person,
that's not enough time for them.
It's just, you know.
So it's outside Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So it's
basically Ohio.
So are we deciding?
It's between Beaver and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Beaver.
Yeah.
Nice Beaver.
Yeah, Nancy, don't be a Beaver.
Thank you.
it was stuffed. Yeah, that's Naked Gun.
Yeah.
Child. So, as a show, are we deciding we're going?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
All right.
I'm in.
I mean, we're going to be right around the 2-year anniversary of the show. It might be time for the first morning show remote.
I don't like remotes.
I don't either, actually. I hate them.
We're
not because of people. I just don't like broadcasting outside of the studios.
We're doing well being in the studio, so why would we take ourselves out of the studio?
Well, to make money, but...
That's true.
Yeah.
One more from the Trump-Elon spaces thing. And then we'll get to your voicemails. This is cut 12, Phil, go.
And she's in charge of it because, you know, now she's trying to say she had nothing to do with it. Oof. And she's such a liar because... She was called the border czar the first day, and it was on the headlines of every newspaper. She's the border czar, and she never even went there. She went to one location, which had nothing to do with where the problem is. You know, she went in and out, right. I guess, because she was getting a lot of pressure, had nothing to do with the problem. Yeah. But she was the border czar, and people can't allow them to get away with their disinformation campaign. Now she's trying to say that she wasn't really involved, and the whole thing is horrible. She was totally in charge. She could have shut the border down without him. He didn't know what he was doing anyway, so he wouldn't have even known what happened. You could shut the border down. He wouldn't even know the difference.
So true.
Somebody said he sounds like Buddy Hackett.
The voice is so bad.
Fix it. Yeah.
But
come on,
if you
guys.
Notice there's moments there where there's like a few words where he sounds fine.
I know.
So it is the microphone, folks.
Yeah, of course it is.
The compression.
Yes.
Which there are software programs to fix.
He's a billionaire genius. Why is he not fixing this?
I know. He is such a dope. God almighty, dude.
Well, he's not a dope. He probably has his people on it.
Well, he fired.
He got fired everybody.
He fired 90% of them.
But we are Odyssey. Why can't we fix it? Don't we have the software? We could just run the whole thing and then release it.
Yeah.
Why don't we fix it?
Instead of taking a nap today, I'm going to go back and do it myself.
Have you seen the company's financial statements recently, Don?
Phil Almquist has only been here since 3 o'clock this morning.
I used to use Adobe Audition when I was a producer 12 years ago for Bruno. Can I do it with Adobe?
No.
Okay.
All right. We have all the voicemails.
Yeah.
They're coming up next.
Quick break, huh?
Mm.
All right. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. We'll come back.
That's what happens when you go 32 minutes in your opening segment. That's what happens.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that. God almighty, the big take was long.
It was.
Who the hell wrote that?
When you go 32 minutes in your opening segment, the rest of the show suffers.
Dawn got out of the news at 14. I didn't get out of the big take till 32.
I know.
Well, you had a lot.
Well.
Prepare.
I got to trim that down to 7-8 minutes. That's a bad job out of me.
You do prepare.
That was excessive. That was excessive. But it wouldn't have been excessive if Spaces wasn't on a 45-minute delay. I had to redo my copy last night, thanks to these guys.
I know you did.
All right. Voicemail's coming up next day there.
You won't want to miss them.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey app does not work on Android Auto. It will freeze.
Uh-oh.
Great show. Love you guys.
Okay. Well, neither does Spaces on X. What's your point? actually, your problem is you're not an iPhone user.
Yeah.
You're using Android. I've been telling you, Team Blue Box, Apple baby.
The cult.
You Samsung, Google, Pixel nuts out there. Switch to Apple. Get over to iOS.
Hi, guys. This is Joe in Warminster.
Hey.
I wanted to follow up on my Roku observation while watching you on YouTube.
Yeah. Hey.
It's only your station.
Uh-oh.
Any shows in your station, the volume is squelched. I watch anything else on YouTube, and I don't have the YouTube... I don't pay for YouTube TV. It's just a YouTube app. Anything else on the app, the volume's fine.
Interesting.
So is he saying he has to really raise the volume to hear us, or he can't hear us at all?
I mean, I watch the show back sometimes, and I've never seen an issue. Maybe it's a Roku issue. Maybe it's not compatible with Roku.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anybody listening or watching on YouTube right now, if you want to put that in the chat, like, are you watching on Roku? Do you find the same issues? I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder if the European Union's hacking at us.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
What was that? The Chewbacca?
I think so.
Wow, all right. Just random sound effects. Okay. Hey, that's your dime, bro.
Yeah.
Greg Stocker sucks.
Thank you.
What?
He didn't even include the .com.
He didn't. He just wanted you to know I suck.
Well, you know.
Kale and Company, we're kind of right. It's okay. Keep the hate coming. I love it.
Hey, Dawn, Nick, and Greg. keep up the good work. We love you, especially Dawn.
that wasn't an evil laugh.
Oh, my
love
Lord.
You back. Oh, jump on me. Go for it. That's what we do here. That's right, baby.
You asked if the opening act was ever better than the headline.
Oh, yeah.
I go back to when Van Halen 3 that I saw play in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1995, I believe. Huh? And the opening act was Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Yes.
And Kenny Wayne was so much better.
Yes.
Thanks.
I mean, Scott from Downingtown. By the way, the Kenny Wayne Shepherd, way underrated. Awesome, awesome musician. And by 95, I think Van Halen had kind of, they hated each other. And
yeah.
They just didn't want to.
They wanted to break up?
Yeah, exactly.
So what were you referencing? What was the analogy of the opening act?
I actually think you brought it up in something where you said that the opening act is never better than the headliner in something.
Oh.
Maybe the vice president comparison? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Nick Gale, the butcher of the Tri-State Blueberry. Not only he'll eat you, but he'll make the rest of us listen to it.
It's a reference to you eating on
it. Yeah, guess what I got here, Chief?
Oh, no.
I got some raspberries this morning.
Oh,
you like
God.
That?
Mm.
Now let's continue.
Yummy, yummy.
Mm.
The Democrats claim to be the party of diversity. Who do they name as vice president? An old white guy. Wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't Biden and Harris just change jobs?
You know, I said this months ago on the show. Did you ever look at Joe Biden's inner circle? Mr. Diversity?
Yeah, I know.
Joe's surrounded by a bunch of 60-plus-year-old white men.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all cosmetic theater, baby.
Come a llama, 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 chameleon. She comes and goes. She comes and goes.
I'm going to have that stuck in my head.
I know. I'm surprised we haven't played that as a rejoiner in a bed yet on the show, but that
I
was.
Did.
Did you really?
I did.
Well, good for you. I like that. It's a nice play on words by you.
By the way, Luke on the YouTube chat says Roku works for him. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Works for Luke.
I think that's a good way. I think that's a good place to end it for today,
right.
Nikhil.
By the way,
Trump, Wilkes-Barre, this weekend, Saturday, August 17th, 4 p.m., doors open,
right.
Mohegan Sun Arena.
Cool. You know, it's a closer spot for us to travel to than Butler. What's Wilkes-Barre from here, about 3 hours?
No, but the whole thing with the Butler thing is the reason we should go.
Yeah, no question.
Butler.
We'll just leave on Tuesday. We'll get there Thursday. Like driving to Kansas.
Oh, we'll do a bus.
Well, I mean, we always get buses. I mean, we've got our bus driver from Ohio.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, we've got our vice president.
I love electric school buses.
Yeah. There you go. So what do you got lined up top of the hour, Dawn?
We got all the good stuff. We're going to fix the Trump. We're going to make Trump audio great again, by the
there
way.
There we go. Love it. They're going to fix it.
Come on. I'm serious. We got to get a movement here.
Yeah.
We have Hope Danoff is coming up at 10:30, and we'll talk to her locally. What do Republicans do to re-energize the vote, stay out there, and try to sign everybody up for everything that's needed, all the volunteers? But I will update you on everything new with the new and newly reinvented Kamala Harris. We'll tell you the latest with what's up with Trump. We have a lot of local breaking news, so we'll get to all of it.
All right, looking forward to that. All right, let's find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, history on Kale and Company.
Today, August 13th, we celebrate the birthday of Danny Bonaduce, who's now 65. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Rick Parnell, who is in the movie This Is Spinal Tap, and Dan Fogelberg. Singles include Paranoid by Black Sabbath in 1970, Blowing in the Wind by Bob Dylan in 63, and Chop Suey by System of a Down in 2001. Albums include Skinner's debut in 73, Love Is for Suckers by Twisted Sister in 87,
it is.
Sacred Heart by Dio in 85, and The Final Frontier by Iron Maiden in 2010. Also, in 71, Pink Floyd played their first Australian date. In 89, the Scorpions played the Moscow Music Peace Festival, which actually inspired them writing the song Wind of Change. In 66, a Texas station actually held the very first Beatles bonfire after John Lennon famously commented the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. And in 65, Jefferson Airplane made their stage debut. But lastly, on this day in 94, day two of Woodstock 94 included performances by the Cranberries and Joe Cocker. For Kale and Company, nice. I'm Phil Lundquist.
Not to be confused with Joe Conklin, by the way.
No. Right. Definitely not.
Oh, and by the way, there's period poverty in the suburb. Poverty in the suburbs. Period poverty.
Wow.
So I'm going to report on where there are going to be free menstrual products.
Yeah, that's something definitely suited for you, and so I'll just get out of your way for that.
7 minutes from now. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Let we'll it have some fun with that one.
Let it flow, Dawn.
Oh, is Tampon Tim going to visit where there's period poverty?
There we go.
Yeah. Are you going to do this report from a fourth grade boys' bathroom? All right, that'll do it for us on a Tuesday. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the Dawn Show. We're back tomorrow morning at 6, and as Karine Jean-Pierre would say,
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.